This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
But in studio, we have Wendy Yeager. Keep watch. Good morning.
Good morning, Kayla. So good to be with you.
Yeah, good to be with you. I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend.
Yes, yeah, celebrated my mother-in-law's 81st. Exciting. That was really fun.
Awesome. Well, what a great way to spend Labor Day weekend with family. So, all right. Well, you're with Keep Watch, so I'm just going to pass it to you to go ahead and share your focus.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Well, the mission of Keep Watch is to see every school covered in prayer so that the power and presence of God are experienced in our communities. And one way that we do that is through a weekly prayer focus. And so I'm going to share that with everyone today. I want to let you know that our focus today and this week is on God's protection, especially as we think about coming into the weekend and the anniversary of the September 11th tragedy. So I want to take you back, though, to the year 1775. So on July 9th, 1775, you experienced God's hand of protection. And I remember sitting in history class just being so captivated to hear this story about George Washington's stunning escape from death during a battle. The opposing forces were given specific shoot the officers first, as well as anyone on a horse. Of all of the mounted officers, Washington was the only survivor. Upon retreating to Fort Cumberland, he spoke with General Braddock about the day's events. Two horses had been shot out from under him, and only then did he realize that his coat had been pierced with four bullets and one through his hat. He then discovered bullet fragments in his hair. This man of prayer and great faith experienced the protective hand of God. And today, we are looking for his protection in our schools. So we are going to pray and praise God as our protector. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, "The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and protect the evil one." So God, we praise you for your powerful protection over us and the children of our city. You are faithful. You will strengthen and protect us from the evil one. We pray for hearts to extend protection to others. According to Psalm 40, verse 11, may your love and truth always protect me. May our school communities be emotional safe. Students and staff extend protection to each other by speaking the truth in love. Much interaction today is online, so we claim your protection over the vehicle of social media. And God, standing and discretion are exercised in wisdom. We trust that your protection will cover students' hearts and minds. And finally, we pray for school communities to be places of protection. Psalm 5:11 says, "Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you." And Father, how helpless we felt as a nation 20 years ago as we watched the attacks of September 11th. The insulation we had experienced from foreign attack was suddenly worn away. But today, we look to you for safety and protection from violence you allow, and what your hand stays, we acknowledge our trust in you. Whether students are learning in school buildings or in their homes, may they experience your safety and protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. That was a great word for right there. And do you mind telling us a little bit about what Keep Watch does?
Yes.
And how people can get involved?
I would love to. So as I said, the mission of Keep Watch is to see every school covered in prayer. And the way we do that is that small groups of people go into schools either before or after the school day, and we pray throughout the hallways. We pray God's word. And if people want to be involved with us, you can go to our website, keepwatchprayer.org. keepwatchprayer.org. We have very user-friendly on-demand training that people can do in the comfort of their own home. There's a certification process. And so we can get you started at a school that's on your heart. Maybe you can join a prayer walk that's already going, or maybe God's going to use you to be a pioneer to launch a new prayer walk.
Awesome. And you mentioned like a new event coming up.
Or? Yes. Yes. We have our 7th annual Return Back to School Prayer event. It is this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. at Holland Free Methodist Church. Now, if you're saying, oh, I'm outside the Toledo area, that's great, too. We're going to be live streaming the event. But you can go to keepwatchprayer.org and click on the Return tab to find out more information about our return event. But our focus is threefold. Number one, we're going to celebrate what God's doing in our schools. There's so many amazing stories. Number two, we're going to have time that we prints and staff. And number three, we're going to commission school employees into the school year. And for anyone that's a school employee, we also have a gift card because we want to encourage our in the front lines with our students.
Awesome. And so what's the website again for people to find more?
Keepwater.org.
Awesome. Well, we'll talk with you more tomorrow. Thank you so much
Sounds great. Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you. Wendy Yeager with Keep Watch. Again, keepwatchprayer.org. And we'll be talking with her more tomorrow.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.